Now, the Holy Spirit is the seal of God. Now, if you say you believe and haven't received the Holy Ghost, then God's never recognized your faith yet. That's right. Because the seal is a recognition that God has completed and finished His work in you. That's right. That He recognized. Sure. Someone said, why do you make it so loose, Brother Branham? St. John 5:24, that's the beginning of the Spirit. That's right. I believe that a man, as soon as you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, it's a portion of the Holy Spirit. When you're sanctified, another part of the Holy Spirit cleans you. Then you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Right. Now, but he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life. There's only one type of it. That's God's life. Now we notice that Cain, he made an altar. And he put sacrifice on it. He got down and confessed his faith in God and worshiped God. In other words, just like the religious man today, 99 out of 100 almost, they say, here it is. It's the best I can do, Cain said. This is, I built an altar. I belong here at the church. I made a sacrifice. This is the best I can do. Take it or leave it. There it is. That's the attitude of people today. I go to church, I help them do everything, we build a nice building, we've done all this and we've done all that, and everything I put into the widow's fund and I do all this, that is, best I can do, take it or leave it. But God will leave it. He left it there for Cain, He'll leave it there for you. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. There's only one provided way for God, that's down the bloodstream to the Holy Spirit. Without that, you're done. You're finished. You'll never go in. Notice, except the man be born again, he can in no wise enter into the kingdom. That's right. You must come, no matter how religious you are, what all you do, that has not one thing to do. That makes you a pretty good citizen, but not a citizen of that kingdom there, maybe of this kingdom here. But the kingdom of God is within you. You're born in the kingdom. Kingdom comes in. The kingdom of God is the Holy Spirit. You belong to that kingdom. That's the reason women don't bob their hair, don't wear shorts. That's the reason men don't smoke cigarettes and things like that. They're from above. Their spirit teaches them righteousness, holiness. They don't swear. They don't use bad language and things. Why? They're born from above. They are different. They're from citizens from above. And now, notice, but the world, they say, well, I belong to church, I belong to the assemblies, I belong to Four Square. There it is, best I can do, take it or leave it. If you picked up a plate of soup and it had a spider in it, you wouldn't eat it, you'd sue the company, give it to you. That's right. That's right. You would do it. You wouldn't eat it for nothing, but just let any kind of an old dogma be passed down your neck and your soul.